listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Well, this government is truly useless. They've been in office for a long time now. I want to read out to you, this comes via the Taxpayers Union. They had a look at the grants handed out from the Royal Society's Marsden Fund. This is taxpayers' money handed out to fund science and the humanities here in New Zealand. So if you have a good idea, you want to research something, you can apply to the Marsden Fund. Well, here's some of the things that your money, your hard-earned money, is funding this year. $360,000. That's a lot of money. It's going to study big things. Yeah, not little things, big things. And the big things it's going to study are things like the Ohakuni carrot. I could study that carrot for a lot less than that. Oh, do they laugh when they're writing these research proposals? Do they gasp when they get our money? Do the people handing it out have a giggle? It's hard to imagine sitting around po-faced treating this seriously. I treat this $360,000 seriously, but everything else is a joke. So it's $360,000 to study big things such as the Ohakuni carrot, with a focus on, wait for it, in quotes, a critical gaze to the privileging of Pākehā-centered narratives in current research on roadside, quote, big things, and, quote, weaving together feminist participatory and filmic geographies. This project seeks to recenter alternative stories currently hidden in the big things' shadows. Yeah. So that big carrot at Ohakuni is all about Pākehā-centered narrow stories of privilege. And what this research is going to do, at the cost of a third of a million, is look at these big things and put a feminist participatory and filmic geography, whatever, on it, and recenter. Come up with another story about the carrot. Oh, good. That'll be handy. Here's another $360,000 to collect disabled Indigenous stories. Oh, disabled Indigenous stories about climate change. Oh, what's that? All your money. $360,000. Someone's going to go off and find some married fella in a wheelchair and talk to them about climate change. This is from the Marsden Fund, from the Royal Society. Anyway, when they're talking about these disabled Indigenous stories about climate change, they're going to, quote, establish how such stories resist ableist narratives and theorize in advance disability-centered ways of creating sustainable and just environmental futures. Yeah. So we're going to focus on Indigenous people who are disabled and come up with a new story to create a sustainable and just environmental future. They're insane. at our expense. Oh, here's a big one. $861,000 to explore, nearly $1 million to explore dark nudges and sludge on social media in relation to advertising alcohol. Dark nudges and sludge. They're just making this stuff up. Another eight, it seemed to be common numbers, don't they? Like 360,000 is a common one, and 861,000. I don't know how they arrive at these figures. 861,000. Oh, you're going to love this one. I hope you're sitting down. Don't hold your, if you've got a coffee or tea or a drink of water in your hand, put it down. Get somewhere safe. If you're prone to use bad language, make sure there's no young ears about. Take a deep breath. We're in this together. We're fighting this together. We're exposing this together. We're laughing at this together. We're crying and laughing all at once. Taxpayers Union has put this out. The Marsden Fund, taking taxpayers' money, has taken $861,000. And this money is to be spent to, quote, help decolonize ocean worlds from imperial borders. So, our ocean worlds are colonized by the terrible white men, I guess. And what this research is to do is to decolonize it and remove the imperial borders. I don't even know what that is. Can we hazard a guess? I suppose it's to give the ocean worlds to indigenous peoples without borders. Well, without imperial ones, there'll be indigenous borders, local borders. I don't know. I don't think this is up there with inventing the light bulb. Here's another one. This is $861,000 again. That number. It sounds sort of very accurate. The 861, doesn't it? It's not 860. It's not 900. It's not 800. It's 861. But there's a lot that just come out of this $861,000. Get comfortable. To link celestial spheres. What's that? Stars. To link celestial spheres, 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 to end-of-life experiences. So we're linking stars to people's death experiences. This is science funding. To create, quote, to create opportunities to rekindle the ancient connection to the stars and reimagining the meaning of death. So we're going to pay some fellas to rekindle the connection with the stars when you die. And these fellas are going to reimagine the meaning of death for us. Wow. It's cheap, isn't it? $861,000 to reimagine death. Well, its meaning at least. Amazing. But that's not all they're going to do, because while they're going to do that, they're also going to be advancing understanding about the practical application of Maori astronomy in contemporary times. Not content with reimagining the meaning of death, they're going to connect Maori astronomy to contemporary times. They're taking the mickey, ladies and gentlemen, of us. They're taking our money and they're just laughing at us. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. It's heartbreaking. They don't even know what science is. Just nonsense. They may as well fund astrology and call it science. Send us a text 2057, email us inbox at radleycheck.radio.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.